This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's Farm Safety Week, and today we're going to hear from Brian Brech, who's a spokesman for Ameren, Illinois. Each year, farmers are killed or injured when their equipment makes contact with overhead power lines, and Brian and I discussed proper procedures and safety measures to take when dealing with electricity. Brian, it's Farm Safety Week, always a great week to give farmers some reminders to keep safety in mind and talk about electricity. And I want to start off with a question, and that is, what is the number one risk that farmers are facing when it comes to electricity?
First of all, thanks for having me on, Katie. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, Farm Safety Week is an opportunity for Ameren, Illinois to share a lot of just general safety practices for farmers, and even just some of the tips are great just for your listeners in general. But I can give you a great example of just, something that we sometimes see, especially during the fall harvest season for farmers. A lot of times you'll be driving down the interstate and you can look into a farm field and you may see some of our transmission lines or distribution lines that run through a farmer's property. And the one thing that we would really highly recommend is just to have a general awareness of where those lines run through your property. I know when you get to long days in the field and you're getting toward the end of the day, you're getting tired, sometimes you may, I don't want to say you get lazy, but you kind of forget where you're at just because, again, you're on overload and you got that deadline and you're trying to make that harvest before the sun goes down. We're just asking folks to just keep a general awareness of where our electric lines could potentially be on your property, as well as any potential natural gas lines that could be near your property. As an example, it was about 2 or 3 years ago, we had a farmer who was using a track hoe, and same thing towards the end of the day, actually lifted the whatever he was lifting up into the air and actually got into some of our transmission lines and actually got into them and then dropped those power lines both onto his track hoe as well across the interstate. So when something like that happens, there's some big safety issues that are going to take place. One, there's down live power lines, and this individual did the right thing. He stayed in his piece of a farm equipment, in this case the track hoe, and he called 911 as well as calling our 800 number at 1-800-755-5000.
Well, that is definitely a very scary situation. And as you mentioned, a lot on your mind during harvest season, a lot of different things to think about, not always thinking about what's above your head. And you mentioned he stayed in the cab and called 911 and the Ameren emergency line. So I would say your advice there is do not get out of whatever vehicle or piece of equipment you're in.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, the most important thing is, you want to assume that those lines, when they come down, are energized, and in this case, they were. And the safest place for you to be is inside of your vehicle, or in the case of a person in an accident where they happen to come in contact with a Ameren, Illinois power pole and a line comes down, the safest place that you can be in is in your vehicle. You never want to get out, as the farmer with the track hoe from a couple of years ago, or even a customer in their car. You want to stay inside until, the folks can come out and properly de-energize the line to make it safe, because what could potentially happen is if you are in a state of panic, you might want to decide to jump out and, run away because of the power line being on you, and that's absolutely the worst thing that you want to do, because if you happen to step out of the piece of equipment and the line is still energized, you actually become the electricity's path to ground and could potentially receive, a shock or even a fatal shock.
Another situation that I want to ask about, not actually touching the line, but coming close enough to it, that the electricity can arc or jump to whatever piece of equipment you're in. Kind of explain that process and what could happen, and then also safety measures to take.
Same example, if you come in contact in your vehicle or, again, in a piece of farm equipment, again, using the track hoe as an example again, because I just want to keep reiterating that the individual just did the right thing. So, you know, yes, it can come down, and what it does is you're in the safety zone while it's on top of your car, because it's the electricity is going into the ground looking for that path to ground itself. If you would happen to need to get out of your vehicle, let's say in the case of an accident or there is a fire, the best thing that you can do is open up your door and jump out and hit the ground with both feet and hop away with both feet as fast as you can to limit the shock that you will have. And the last thing you want to do is you don't want to turn around and go back to your vehicle and touch it, because again, then you become that path to ground and could potentially receive a fatal shock.
Talking back about the electricity jumping to your piece of equipment, is there kind of a safety guideline of how many feet to stay away from power lines? Does this occur a lot, or anything you can talk to that?
Again, just it's a good common practice to stay away at least 10 to 20 feet from any of the power lines, as well as the guy wires that are on the pole. And a guy wire is the line that you see that's connected to the top of the pole that goes to the ground. And what that does is that helps keep the pole steady and secure in wind and weather. So generally, there are really no arcs unless somebody comes in contact, you know, with the line, whether they hit it or they snag it. That's when you're going to see the potential for it to arc. But just to drive past it in general, it's not going to arc from a line and hit your piece of a farm equipment.
Sometimes you can notice this even if you're driving down the road and you see power lines. Sometimes they start to sag. If a farmer would encounter that on his property, what should you do about that situation?
Yeah, in that case, if you happen to see sagging lines, the best thing to do, again, is to stay that 10 to 20 feet away and pick up the phone and call our customer service hotline at 1-800-755-5000 to report that. That way we can send an emergency person out there. Generally, it's called a troubleman. It's a one-man truck that can come out and kind of assess the situation. And if it is indeed a situation where it is posing a danger to the farmer's land or a customer's property, we can go out and make the necessary repairs to take the sag out of the line. Again, we want to keep our customers safe at all times.
And we've been talking about overhead lines, but I believe there is some risk to things under the ground as well. Anything about that you'd like to mention?
Well, in the case of, let's say, again, farmers, there along your property, there could be high-pressure transmission pipelines, but generally if that is the case, and there's some that happen to run along the property line and as well as a county road or an interstate highway, those are always marked with a natural gas stick in the ground, and the best way to describe that is it looks like a upside-down giant cigarette in the ground. White on the bottom, and then the last foot section of it is orange, so it's very recognizable. But if you happen to be farming in a new piece of property on your land, and you're not sure what could potentially be running through, that the best thing that you can do is call for a Julie locate, and that's call 811, and we'll come out for free and mark where there could be potential gas or sometimes even electric lines that are running on that section of property that you're looking to farm. And it's just better to be on the safe side than to accidentally dig something up out of the ground that you don't want to dig up out of the ground.
And also, if you're planning to dig, then you should also call Julie beforehand?
Correct, yes. Always the best thing to do before any dig, even if you're going to plant a tree in your yard, just always err on the side of caution and call 811. And a lot of people do not realize that actually before you do any dig in your yard, whether it's you're a farmer or just, again, in your own yard to plant a tree, it's the law. You are supposed to call for a Julie locate to locate not only electric or natural gas, but water lines and any underground cable that could be used by other utilities.
And once again, that was Brian Brech of Ameren, Illinois. And with it being Farm Safety Week, we'll have special messages from area FFA and 4-H chapters airing throughout the week on FM 106 and AM 1540. So make sure to listen for those and be safe during your harvest season. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.